Okay, let's pray. We'll jump right in. Father God, we thank you, and we come to you to first of all just honor your name and to just thank you for who you are in our lives, and we appreciate you very much, and we thank you for giving us a heart to seek you and to desire to be pleasing to you in every way. Just continue to bless us to make it down that path and to be successful at it according to your plan and purpose for our lives. And we just thank you for our Savior and thank you for your Spirit. In his name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right. there's a, you know, y'all, I'm just staying in the vein of things that's, you know, going on just to kind of keep us, you know, just kind of keep us informed, you know, about, you know, what's happening as far as, you know, our daily lives are concerned. We're being affected in one fashion or another. A lot of information come to me, and you know, I'm starting to realize. I know, but it's like, you know, Elder, you know, been on me for years and years and years, and so I know things, but then at the same time, it is. I'm fascinated by seeing the things come to pass that I know. You know, it's, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, a kid going, you know, to their favorite place, you know, their dream location, and you know, they you know, they know they're going, and but when they get there, you know, they're just fascinated with actually being there. And so That's the way I am with my experiences with Yah. There are things that I know that he said, things he spoke, you know, 20 plus years ago, and you know, things even far back than that. I mean, you know, when I was a teenager and things like that, just a lot of things that I've had the opportunity just to you know, just to look at the things that he said, you know, over all these years, and then to have written things down, you know, when he told me to do it, not understanding what it was at the time, but doing so because he was telling me to write these things down, because he knew that it would come a day when I would understand it, and it would bear record of what he said, you know, what he said to me those years ago and things like that. And so, and it's just a lot of things. And so, so from that, it's like Yah is establishing, for lack of a better word to express it, it's like he's establishing a foothold. It's like he's establishing a foothold on what he's doing with us as a ministry, and it's like he's establishing it more and more, to the point to where I notice, I'm noticing more and more where there are people in all walks of life. And what I mean by all walks of life, every nationality that, you know, that I've come into contact with in one fashion or another, they're all starting to turn and seek this ministry. You know, and the reason why I'm saying this ministry is because, you know, although things are coming to me personally, I still say ministry because this is a work that Yah is doing. So it's not me. You know, it's not me, it's what Yah is doing, and it's what he's doing as far as ministry is concerned. It's just that, you know, when you look at it from just a technical term, you know, it's just that, you know, how he started things out, you know, kind of like the face of it to a certain perspective, but at the same time, everybody's role is so important, and so things come to me, and so when it come to me, you know, understand that this information is coming to us, you know, as a ministry, is just that I'm the only one that they seeing right now, you know, as the face of the ministry. They know Yah is doing something in the earth, and right now they just seeing me instead of seeing the ministry. So I'm just the face. That's it. And so these people are starting to reach out every day. Every day I get just tons and tons of information. And it's like people are starting to bounce that information off of me because they wanna see my perspective on it. And so it's like Yah is establishing a trust between the ministry and people. And there's a growing trust to the point to where they are starting to depend upon us for information, for truth, and things like that. And so whenever something comes to them, then they'll forward it to me, and it's like, okay, I'm sending this to you. Look over it. Tell me what you think. And it's like they're at a stage now to the point to where it's like, you know, I have confidence from their perspective. It's like they're saying, I have confidence in what I understand and things like that. But at the same time, I have so much trust in what Yah is doing with you because I'm seeing it. You know, it's like this is what these people are saying, since I'm seeing it. And so I'm sending you information for approval, you know. And so I get constant information, I mean, all day, every day. Whether it's a text message, or whether it's a phone call, or some information on Facebook, it's just all day people are sending me information every day, and so it's fascinating because I knew we've talked about it that y'all would do this, but then to actually, you know, be walking in it and starting to walk in it more and more, and then know that we're walking in it and we haven't even finished the project yet. So the finishing of it will just mean that we walk in it even the more. And so all of that is fascinating. So, you know, I get this information, and what I do, my mindset is always, I try to learn from anybody, and so I'm willing to listen to a lot of information. You know, when people send me things, I'll sit down and look at it, and you know, I learn some things from from the information that is sent to me, and then, you know, some of it I'll be like, nah, that don't line up. You know, that don't line up. And so I'm always looking for opportunities to understand and to learn and to know what's going on, you know, to know what's going on. And what I share with one individual is this. I said, what some people don't understand is that we have a, talking about we as far as the ministry is concerned, we have a great privilege in that we're able to look at things from a clear view. Like say for instance, this virus that's out there, you know, a person will look at it and they'll see what's going on, but because the view is not clear, then they'll start comparing it to scriptures, and they'll start saying, well, this is the chip that the Bible talk about and all these other things. But because of how Yah has informed us and allowed us to see things from his perspective, we're able to see things in a total and clear perspective, where we're able to look at that and be like, nah, or able to look at something and say, well, yeah. And then I've had the opportunity to go back and look at some things that, you know, that we've discussed even a few weeks ago. One particular message that we dealt with, it was based upon the writing that I had done when I said that they are going to fail miserably. I did that on April the 4th? I think it was April the 4th. I think it was April 4th. I said they're going to fail miserably, and from making that statement, when you have people that don't see things clearly and only understand it from a certain perspective, they'll be like, "Man, how you got the nerve to say something like that?" Well, what gives the nerve to say something like that is being in harmony with Yah to the point to where we're informed to be able to make a statement like that and stand on it. And I remember at the end of it, I said, "Watch and see." You know, watch and see. And the verse that I connected with it was Yah, in a nutshell, that Yah don't do anything without revealing it to his prophets. And so, these kind of statements and the way that Yah is doing, you know, the things that Yah is doing with the ministry is what's starting to divide the line between church and church having, and, you know, Bible study and church services. It's starting to divide that line between that and kingdom stuff. We're operating from a kingdom perspective. That means that we're in tune with Yah, and Yah is leading and guiding, and he's revealing, and he's having things to be spoken in advance because he's showing that there is a difference. He's giving the people the understanding of what's the difference. What's the difference? Because all the way up until this time, people hadn't been able to make a choice because there hasn't been something that they could actually look at to compare and say, okay, this is what I'm used to, but this is what's happening, and I know what's happening. What I'm seeing now is Yah, because it's making this here that I'm used to, you know, it's exposing it from being the counterfeit that it is. And that's what Yah is doing in these days. And so I'm fascinated with it. I'm just fascinated with the things that you know, that he's doing. And again, information comes to me on a daily basis. I don't know if all the information is true, so I try to, you know, do some research on some and things like that. And so, you know, when I deal with things like this, like what I'm about to say, it there's some pretty concrete information out there, because actually I don't watch television, but I just so happen to been sitting in front of the TV when President Trump was talking about cutting funds to, what was it? Is it HMO? I can't remember what it's called. But he was actually... There you go. Help me out, Mama Coase. I know Mama Coase knows. She miss CNN sometimes. You know? So I knew she's going to help me out. I was waiting on. And so for that to be announced on the news, I was like, okay, wait a minute now. Now there's some things going on. I think a few hours before that, I had said, "Wake up, America." And I had put some information on there because, you know, there was this doctor on there, you know, that was, you know, saying some things. I was taking some of the things he was saying with a grain of salt. But then some other things, I know it to be factual information because I went through it personally, for one. You know, we all understand because we've been talking about it for years. This, what's happening there is not new to us. This old news. It's old news because we've been discussing it for years. We've been talking about Big Pharma. We've been talking about how the doctors are motivated based upon the money that they receive. We've been talking about this for years, so this is old news for us. So we're just going back, reminding ourselves of what we've been dealing with for these past few years. I'm hoping that y'all be fascinated just like I am. I'm just audaciously impressed with Yah and how he has so wonderfully informed us and kept us on course. You know, things haven't been easy, but at the same time, I'm very impressed with how he's watched over this ministry all these years. and has informed us and has you know nurtured us and we're not ignorant concerning the things that's going on. And so, you know, so to see President Trump make that announcement, then I'm getting other information because in that writing that I did, and then we end up doing a lesson on it also, what I basically said in a nutshell is that this Karen B system is trying to fulfill Bible prophecy. They're trying to push Bible prophecy. So you get these people like Bill Gates and all this who are pushing these vaccines and all these kind of things. These people understand the scriptures. They know what Revelation 13 say. And so because they have the means, then their goals are to push the prophecies to fulfill it because in their mind, they believe that they're it. And so they start pushing these things. And because they have the money to do it, they're like, okay, you know, we're going to pull these things off. Well, you know, they have plans and Yah has plans, you know, also. So there are two articles here. And like I said, I'm being honest. I don't really know how accurate they are. I just, you know, from what I've looked at thus far, they pretty much may be. But at the same time, you know, if any reason it doesn't end up being 100% accurate, you know, we can just come back and correct it. We just sharing information as it comes. So this information came to me earlier today, and I just wanted to, you know, just to show it to you. And there are two articles here that, and they may be pretty much talking about the same thing, but I just want to just, you know, just to see some things here. It says U.S. Surgeon General Adams dumps Bill Gates, WHO, CDC predictive contagion model. Let me see if I can make this bigger. Okay. It says, in a stunning turn of events, because y'all turning, y'all's in control. In a stunning turn of events, Surgeon General Jerome Adams explained in an interview on live XM Radio that the Coronavirus Task Force has effectively dumped the Bill Gates CDC WHO predictive contagion model and is now working with the real data. He explained on the Sirius XM, Brett Burt, News Daily host Alex Marlow that given the new data, businesses will begin to reopen as early as May, others in June. Well, that depends on, I guess, in the states and stuff that you're in. I'm not for sure. I know they're saying we're supposed to do it, I think, April 30th or something like that. This runs contrary to the out-and-out fear-mongering of Dr. Fauci, I think that's his name, and Bill Gates, who have made a media tour threatening the public that businesses may not reopen for 6 months to a year or until and unless government purchase their conveniently patented Big Pharma vaccination. Telling you, y'all, these jugs are devils, man. And so when you look at the mindset of this Fauci, Fauci, whatever his name is, you know, I don't even want to say his name right. I think it's Fauci. So this guy has been, I think, in his position for around 40 years. And I put up one post that basically this doctor was like, okay, this guy's out of touch with what's going on as far as today's medicine is concerned in a nutshell. And he was like, all this guy is, he's just an advocate for Big Pharma. He's like, so every time he get up there and say anything, His ideology is based up on the current one world order system of bringing about the end of humanity and the control of the population and all these different things. They know what Revelation 13 says, and so they've taken it up on themselves to be that beast. Okay, and so it goes on to say, according to Dr. Adams, what the American people need to know now is we actually have data, and so we're tracking that data. Before this about face, which appears to have come as an order from the Trump administration in the consultation with the findings of Dr. Adams, the task force was working with predictive models, which had been created by Bill Gates, dominated WHO and CDC. Dr. Fauci's control over the CDC has been criticized in the past for its for-profit motive in handling a range of illnesses from HIV to H1N1. These jokers just, man. And then it says, in those inflated fear-based models, the deaths of millions worldwide and hundreds of thousands in America were touted. These were used as the basis for what many experts have termed a grossly disproportionate response. So basically, in a nutshell, all this stuff that they did, it was just grossly a gross response. Cost people jobs, probably cost people lives, depending on how many people committed suicide.
Businesses.
I mean, it's some businesses that it has existed for years that folded behind this foolishness. Foolishness, man. And now to go back and show how Yah has been wonderfully preparing us, we've dealt with this so many times, it's just mind-boggling over the year. First thing y'all talked about in Christ or through Christ was concerning our nation, the sign of his coming. The first thing he says when he starts to give them instruction, verse 3, it says, and as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? First thing he said, and Yehoshua said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He let us know it's so much information out there that you can't tell the truth. You can't tell what's the truth or the lie, even when you're watching television. The news will come on and lie to you. They lying more than anybody now. And then people are operating within that fear and they start spreading the lie. Now, everybody's lives have been affected. Look at this. Go back to the article now. Everybody's lives has been affected based up on a fear-based model. They did a projection. That's just like me coming to you and say, you know what? Come Friday, everybody that's listening to my voice gonna be dead based upon the data that I got. It's a projection that everybody gonna be dead by Friday, you know, if we don't eat some onions. And I sell onions. There you go, son. Help me out with that. Every preacher's thing. And I sell onions. And I'm sitting there with my onion truck, and I'm saying, remember, y'all, by Friday, everybody's going to be dead by Friday if y'all don't eat these onions. And I got them onions sitting there, and I've invested in onions. And you know what? I'm just waiting on the opportunity to prosper based upon my fear-based model, a projection. That's why Yah sent me into the hospital in the first place. He said, I'm going to send you in there and let you understand how wicked these doctors are and how wicked this system is to the point to where they are killing people based upon projections. You know what? I project that you're 95% possibility that you're going to be on dialysis within a short period of time, and then after that, you're going to need a kidney. Projections. And you got people who are responding to those projections, but the Bible calls those projections a deception. Go ahead.
So in the analogy that you use of the guy, you know, saying everybody gonna die if they don't eat onions, mm-hmm. and he invests in onions. Well, the thing is, what they do is they have to get a credible source to tout whatever it is that they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately for people in America, they believe the news or they believe these sources. And so all they gotta do is use these credible sources and they get you to do whatever they want you to do, right? So the reality is, what we got to understand in the day that's coming ahead is, the only credible source is going to be Yah and who Yah is informing. That's it. Can't trust nobody else.
That's it. And that's what people, that's the fascinating part that I mentioned earlier. That's what people are starting to see. Wait a minute. There is a ministry that actually hear from Yah. So they're now seeking for that information because they're saying, okay, well, all these famous preachers that, you know, that was on television and telling us to sow that seed. And if you sow your seed, you're going to walk in this and you're going to do that. Where they at now? Brother Copeland came on not too long ago, and I hate to say it, he looked like the foolish thing you ever want to see. He's standing there with a couple other guys, and it was so dysfunctional when they did it. It wasn't a blow. It was like a spit. It was like, coronavirus, I command you to go away, and he blew. And it was like an old man blowing. That's what it was like. It was like, bro, that ain't no blow. That was a cross between fake, you know, Putin with your mouth and blowing wind at the same time. But I don't know what that was. But it just didn't seem right. You can tell the other men who were standing on stage with him was like, oh, okay, I wish I wasn't here right now. And they repeating every word he's saying and standing up blowing like some idiots too. Yah is exposing this fake apostate doctrine for what it is, and he's raising up his church to represent it. Go ahead, Al.
I was just he putting all of these quote unquote credible sources to the test, and letting people see who real and who ain't real.
Yep. That's what he's doing, and so you know, and so this is where we are. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to make a statement about you know, when it came out, you know. I think Tom Hanks, ain't that his name? Mm-hmm. He was the very one that said he had it.
Yep.
His wife, right?
Yep.
And now a couple of more said they had it.
Mm-hmm.
But have you noticed, everybody died except for celebrity. They ain't in there when them died.
Well, here's the thing about it, and I'm glad you, because you saying that brought me back a thought that I had a little bit a while ago. when Ella was talking about, you know, people put their trust in the media and things like that. And so what they do, now think about this. I'm going to just call it for what it is. Kevin Durant came out and said he had it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my perspective on Kevin Durant is, look, bro, all you can do is shoot a basketball. Oh, yeah, we wouldn't know you. But what makes you so credible? Well, the answer to that is because people are accustomed to listening to somebody that's being put in front of, you know, as the old folks say, that one-eyed devil, you know, that television, and because they're put in front of that you know, that Hollywood or television and all that that's associated with it, we think whatever they say is credible. You know, the preacher said it. He's on TBN. The preacher said it. It got to be the truth because the preacher on TBN said it. Oh, but Elder, he don't know what he's talking about. Elder don't know what he's talking about. No, he don't know what he's talking about. He got to be on TBN before we start paying some attention to him. Well, y'all's changing that. Y'all's changing that because people are saying now, okay, where are they? Oh, they do show up, but when they show up, they got this famous word attached to it. Make sure you send your tithes and your offering. And so, just looking at this article, this is what these guys have done. Says previously the task force was working. I think I read it. Well, maybe not. Previously, the task force was working with predictive models, frequently criticized because of their tendency to exaggerate the possible effect of the virus on the United States. So in order to exaggerate this, you know, you got wicked doctors. Now, I just call it wicked whether they know or not. Bottom line, wickedness is wickedness. And so, since my people, y'all said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, I think you can be wicked and not know it. And so here you have now everything that dies in America has coronavirus attached to it. Why you don't hear people dying of pneumonia now? What was it? Or the flu. What happened to the heart attack death and the cancer death and all that? Everything is coronavirus now because they're trying to push up numbers. Exaggerated. In other words, they're trying to bring up numbers to meet this exaggerated model.
Too early, and they tried to associate with the baby having coronavirus.
I'm telling you, they're just trying to up the numbers because of the agenda that attempt was being made to push vaccines on everybody. You know this man was trying to. You know this man was trying to. Bill Gates, that is. He was trying to get it to where everybody had to be vaccinated. And they would have checkpoints, like from state to state. You couldn't go out of the country without one. They were trying to do this around the world.
With his vaccination.
Like I said, he got the onion truck. Can you see this foolishness, man? And then it's like here, what is this? When this thing started? January, December, somewhere up in there. Here, all these months, 4 months, 3-4 months, this has been going on. And then it's finally, it's like, you know, the right folks is like a light turned on. And we've been sitting over here saying, okay, this light been on over here for years. Go ahead, you had something.
They would make a statement that most of black people is gonna die. I said, what? Yeah, in the United States, that's what they said.
I talked about that too. I wrote about it.
That's bait to get you black folks to take that vaccine.
Yeah, I wrote about it.
No, that's what I was telling people. I be telling people now, I said, man, this ain't nothing but a
cop. I wrote about it.
They tell you come get the test. How you know what they saying is true? Yep. You go get tested, they might be putting it in you.
Yep.
I said, why would you trying to take that chance? What?
No, sure, don't need to give you the test. Get you to sit up there and give you aspirin and say, oh, he got it. Now, what brother's talking about here, I wrote about this. What was it, last week? Last week, maybe week before last? First thing they did, you had two French doctors who tried who were considering the country, France, was considering testing Africans. But the whole continent went in an uproar about it. Was like, we not your guinea pigs. Well, since they couldn't get the black folks in Africa, they said, oh, we got another idea. Let's get the Africans that's in America. Let's get the African Americans in a nutshell. And the way we're going to push this and get money for it is we're going to say, see, we're trying to help the poverty areas. They don't have the ability to get medical attention and all this here. And so we're going to go in here and fund this vaccine in all the poorest neighborhoods all over the country so that we can vaccinate these people. It's that same old beast that was waiting on the midwives of the Hebrews. It was the same old beast that was telling the midwives of the Hebrews to kill the firstborn sons. Ain't nothing changed. Planned Parenthood. They put the abortion clinics. Look at the history on that. I wrote about that. Look at the history of Planned Parenthood, where they put it in the neighborhoods of us as a people because they were trying to depopulate us. They have tried everything to depopulate us, but they will never be able to do it because we're the chosen. Can't take out the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. the apple of y'all's eye. They will never be able to depopulate us. I don't care what they spray. They can put up 5-10. Or 10G. 5G. They can put up 10G. I'm trying to wait a minute. They can put up 10G. Ain't nothing going to happen to Israel. Y'all going to protect us. And y'all, that's what I meant when I first wrote about this in January. When y'all told me to write it down, he'll bring it to pass. When I said they're finna see the wonderful works of y'all. They finna see the manifestation of y'all. Y'all is finna show the world that he got his people.
Pastor?
Yes.
It reminds me of the plagues in Egypt when they were everywhere in Egypt, especially when the water was turned to blood, except in the land of Goshen.
Mm-hmm. In the land of Goshen, even when it was dark in Egypt, it was still daylight in Goshen. They were still proper. Everywhere where the Israelites were in the land of Goshen, they had the best land in Egypt. Goshen was the best land. Pharaoh gave it to them because of Joseph. They prospered. When stuff was crazy, you can go right over there in Goshen, ain't nothing going on. And that's what Yah is doing. He's just drawing us back to him. He's getting us under the wings of his strength. And he's showing the world, I got my people, and I'll bring down Bill Gates for my people. You think you're going to destroy my people with this vaccine? Yes, I got something for you. Y'all bring down kings. Y'all have brought down nations for his people. Bill Gates ain't nobody. He just thought that he was. Now he probably was trying to hide in some of them bunkers, scared somebody gonna come after him. Ain't nobody thinking about him. Because what y'all gonna do what he gonna do to him, and what do y'all do to him? He ain't gonna be able to shake it off, and money ain't gonna be able to buy him out of it. Y'all finna put something on him that money can't get him out of. Watch and see. The plagues that he's tried to put on mankind, y'all gonna plague him. And people gonna witness the plagues on this man. And y'all ain't gonna stop with this man. That man has put his whole family in the wrath of Yah behind his foolishness and everybody that's associated with it. So what he meant for evil against Yah's people, Yah gonna turn around and put it on him and his household. There were two men, I'm trying to think who they were, who they are. I think one of them was a doctor and the other one was a celebrity, I can't remember. We were talking about it a little bit earlier. But they put $100,000 up for any doctor who is pushing the viruses to take, I think it's like 69 of them or something like that, 69 different type of vaccines that's out there for viruses, some form of virus. They put up $100,000 and said any doctor who's willing to come take all those vaccines that they're trying to get everybody else to take, any doctor who will come and take all those vaccines, then they'll give them $100,000. A doctor has yet to show up. So if those vaccinations were really helping, then somebody would have went and got that easy $100,000. But they're not going to get it because they know it's doing the opposite. I think one of them was Robert De Niro, I think. I think one of them was. So we put up $100,000 for any doctor who's willing to take these vaccines that you're trying to push off on the public. You take it. We'll give you $100,000. Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up to date. So these are the things that we're facing, and I put up a post in a little big bro, he was saying, man, y'all gotta quit. I'm trying to remember how he put it. He was like, y'all gotta quit. Y'all gonna be getting people killed, man. I'm sorry, I can't operate in the fear that you're paying attention to this stuff and you're operating in fear, and I can't live like that, man. Y'all, you can't live off of other people's fear. You got to live by the word of Yah. I'm not going out daily trying to get get some kind of virus or some type of sickness, but I ain't on lockdown like that either. I've been spending time out there in the yard because Yah said make a garden. So when he said make a garden, by the way, stuff popping up too. I walked out there, I said, boy, look at here. I might be a farmer, boy. And so Yah was like, make a garden. So I spent roughly, around, 16 hours doing those, for 2 days. Around about 8 hours each day, I think if something really was out there, it probably would have got me by now. But when Yah said, do something, I can't operate in fear and say, well, Lord, you know there's some coronavirus out there. I want to obey you, but I can't do that because, when he gave me a word, I would have made a garden in a coronavirus field because he gave me the word. I live by his word.
And I think the opposite is true. There's no need to be concerned unless Yah say be concerned. Other than that, why are we being concerned?
There you go. And Yah has been saying to me, don't worry about this stuff. I'd be out there laughing at folks. I'd be like, not as a criticism type of thing, but it'd just be funny. Because, I'd be like, man, you didn't have to go way around them, man. Just come talk to me, man. What happens when April 30th hit? Are we going to talk then? Or how are we going to do this? What happens when they lift it?
Yeah. I talked to a friend last night. I said, well, when this stuff is over, you going to let me come visit?
Oh, no. Tell you, man. This is crazy, y'all. And so it really gives us a clear picture on how things are going to lead up to what we already know is going to take place. You can look at people and see people's their love is wax cold, man. It's there, man. We're looking at the fulfillment of scripture. So when you get people that talk, man, we're seeing Bible prophecy, they're still talking about this chip and all that stuff. And so when I agree with them, I ain't nowhere talking about that because we know how that takes place. So when they said prophecies are being fulfilled, I'm like, yeah, with your cold-hearted self. Yeah, I'm seeing all this selfishness. Bible said it was going to be this way. Bible said it was going to be a form of godliness, but no power thereof. Whole lot of hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But Corona making everybody show who God is. You got those of us who still standing for him, and you got other folks standing for Corona. Corona is God now. Child, you better not go out that door. Corona waiting on you.
My name, I barely knew Sam now. I've
been outside
just about every day, plucking weeds in my yard. I don't see it.
we gotta teach people to the best of our ability and all who are willing to learn. And we know that we don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we live.
And that's going to be the key to the freedom in the days ahead, because it's going to be a whole lot of people that's going to be bound up by the things that's been going on, that's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. And so that trust and dependency on Yah, and be concerned when he say be concerned, and don't be concerned unless he, when he said don't be concerned, that truth is going to free a whole lot of people. But the lack of that understanding is going to bind a whole bunch of people up.
And a lot of people, I mean, you really can see in large numbers, they're going to accept that mark of the beast. They already, their minds are already there. And so when this beast rises to full power and he tell people to worship him, you think people not going to do it? You can see it. People will do whatever the beast say. They're doing it now. So when that eighth beast rises to power, people are going to do whatever he says. So I'm going to get on television and say, I want everybody to go out of their house and kill your next door neighbor. You think some nuts ain't going to come out of them houses to go do it? Shoot. You're deceiving yourself. The minds are already ready. And we have to be, as the scripture says, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We got to be wise. And you got to know that there are people that surround us on a daily basis. The example that my brother keep using as far as his neighbor is concerned, you know, I've been knowing this man, you know, he's from my hometown, eh?
Yeah.
So we've been knowing this man for a long time. I've been knowing him all my life. And to see a man that I've been knowing for 50 plus years turn around and treat my brother, who's he's been knowing longer than that, like he's never seen him before. You think about that. That's why the scripture says that an enemy in the last day will be those of his own household. And we just have to be wise, you know, stay focused, keep living by faith, standing on the word, and keep our trust in Yah. We gotta continue to do all those things. There's something to, y'all had showed me something on yesterday. We started the Passover, and so we was doing the preparation for it, and so, you know, it had kind of got a little bit late. It was close, you know, it was dawning up on the Passover, you know, dusk, and we didn't have no bitter herbs, and so I was like, okay, they came back from the store, and it was like, we couldn't find anything, everything is just gone, so yeah, I was like, you know, Elle and I always tease, you know, about, you know, stuff being in the backyard and stuff like that, because, you know, I used to have sitting all this steamed grass. Now I got herbs and bitter herbs and all that stuff in the backyard. All kinds of, you know, plants. So I was looking at the look on my household face, and they was like, hey, Daddy, you know it'd be cats running around that backyard, you know. So I could see their mindset, and so yeah, I said, get in the truck. So I get in the truck and I'm driving. He said, nope, you're going the wrong way. He said, turn around. I go, okay, fine, turn around. So I'm driving down the road. He said, pull over right here. I pull over. Go out there in that field. I go out there in that field, man. I found dandelions galore. Yeah, I said, pick them. That's your bit of herbs. And I pick them. I come back in the house with this sack with all these dandelions in it. And, you know, and they kind of looking at me like, you kids, right? And I'm looking back at them like, no, I'm not kidding. Y'all said do this, and this is what we gonna do. And he showed me how to make it. And they were surprisingly pleasant to eat. I put a little tab of salt on it. I boiled them for about 3-4 minutes and put some olive oil on it and a little thing of honey, and they pretty tasty. They are bitter though, just like the scripture says. So I just kind of start, you know, paying attention to some things, looking up some research, some stuff, and they was like, don't throw the juice away, because they was like, that's a good, you know, tea. You can make tea with the juice from when you make it.
I like tea.
Yeah. And so they was like, so keep the juice. So I kept the juice. And I was, again, we know this stuff. We talk about it all the time. But I was fascinated with y'all again. And I'm like, y'all, her people are fighting over food. And you have it everywhere. Everywhere, people are fighting over food, and you have it everywhere, and it actually tastes pretty good, and it's healthy for us. And I'm like, it's everywhere, and people are sitting here worrying about what they're going to eat, and you told us in your word that you gave us every herb bearing seed after its kind. To you it shall be for food. And Yah said, it doesn't matter what they try to do to destroy the earth. I'm going to always have my herbs popping up. Even when the grass can't stand it, them herbs going to be popping right up. That's why bro was like, man, I ain't never had no onions in my yard. Like, you know, herbs, man. So y'all sent me to tell you that ain't in the fertilizer. Y'all just showing you that he's a provider. That's all it was. And so all the stuff that's popping up is what Yah made. And Yah is saying, I'll make it pop up from the ground. Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. I'll give you onions. I'll give you leeks. I'll give you all kinds of stuff. And then Haya came to me and she said, when she get ready to go to the store, so do you think I ought to get some wild cabbage? I said, wild cabbage? No, not about going to the store getting a wild cabbage. And I was like, let me see what a wild cabbage is. Man, I picked up my phone and typed in wild cabbage, and I was dumbfounded. I said, Lord, I got wild cabbage in the front yard. The wild cabbage is that real rough-looking leaf that has a big old long stem with a yellow flower on it. Wait a minute, I'll show you. I forgot we got technology. Ever got us on. So this is kind of like a detour, but it's not. And so I was just dumbfounded. I said, man, this is wild cabbage. I said, I've been seeing this stuff everywhere. These here, y'all. Let me get out of this one. Let me get a better one. Here it is. Make it large for me. It's gonna do it. Y'all seen that? That's a wild cabbage. Man, I see so many of them things in abundance, just out there in open fields and stuff. And if I don't pull it up out of the yard and let it grow no more, it get that size. Y'all said, boy, that's cabbage. I'm providing. My people gonna eat. I already got things ready, and I'm ready to sustain them. We are going to eat. We don't have to bow down to no system.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, Brent.
Hey, don't forget about post-Sabbath.
You said, say it again.
Post-Sabbath.
Is it?
It grows out in the fields, and around barns and all that, post-Sabbath. You gotta cook it about 2 or 3 times.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to... I'm trying to poke.
How you spell it?
I think it's P-O-K-E, is it?
P-O-K-E. Poke salad.
Okay. I'm trying to pull it up so I can... Man, that's what I was throwing away. I see it now. Wait a minute, come on.
Yeah,
there you go. Matter of fact, where I was picking the dandelion, I was throwing away poke salad because I wasn't for sure what it was. Well, poke salad was out there too. Yeah, the poke salad was it. It was out there. This leaf right here, I was throwing them away.
We should go back to what we talked about earlier. We just gonna have to become knowledgeable on what we can't eat, or what, you know, all those kinds of things.
Right. Wow. Yep, that sure is. That's what I was picking up, taking the leaves out of, because when I was pulling up the dandelions, I had some of those and I was throwing them away because I said, I don't know what this is. I said, I got a feeling we can eat it. As a matter of fact, that's it. That's how it looked when it first started growing, right here. It's food everywhere, y'all. And you see how it's growing too. And it's just that we're going to have to get out of our traditional way of thinking, because we're not living in a traditional world anymore. We're going to think outside the box and live the way y'all told us how to live. You know, and so I just wanted to share those different things with you, just to remind you, just to encourage you that y'all is indeed looking out for us, and when it comes time for dealing with the real Antichrist, we're going to be ready for that too. And he's not going to have an easy time, because y'all going to raise up the prophets of Israel to deal with him. So it ain't like he's going to be running stuff and everybody going to be running and scared. No, people going to be standing up, because they're going to see that y'all is moving. Okay? So, you know, I just wanted to show you those things. And this is another article, but we don't have to deal with it. It says, Trump dumps fear-based Gates, WHO, CDC, Big RX, Dr. Fauci from Coronavirus Task Force. Get off of here. That's what he's saying. We don't want you. You pushing Big Pharma. You know, so... So it just makes you wonder as far as things that are happening. You know, you get a lot of people saying a lot of crazy stuff about Trump, but at the same time, he making some moves that's making us say, well, he may not be so stupid after all, you know. And I always say that about him. I say, he just say crazy stuff. I say, he do like I do. Okay, if you think I'm crazy, then I have a tendency to give people what they think of me. And I think Trump does the same thing. He's like, oh, you think I'm stupid? I'm on Twitter something stupid. So I just wanted y'all to see these things. Ellie, you had anything else? Okay. Well, anybody? We good? We'll go ahead and stop here. Father, y'all, we just bless you for just bringing us into another facet of understanding. We thank you for your wisdom, your insight. We thank you for leading and guiding us in all truth. And we look forward to the days that approach us, because we know that you have complete control of all things. And we, as your children, we know that we're under the hedge of your protection. We're under the wings of your strength. And you're covering us. And we thank you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.